everyone. I hope everyone is having a great day today. I'm talking about a tough topic today, all about child loss and grieving. This is a really hard one for me to talk about. I think it's something I've put off for a very long time. It's not easy to open up about it. I'm already just really nervous to even talk about it, but I'm trying to push myself to let go of that fear. And it's not the fear of what people, I guess, will think of just, you know, I guess the story of it, but I think more of just letting the guards down, being vulnerable, and talking about just the hard stuff. It's hard for me to get emotional with people I'm not comfortable with, but part of my podcast is just, I want to be very real with my emotions, things I've gone through, and this is a really big one. You know, I lost my daughter about a year and a half ago. You know, she was born with a rare heart defect, and it was a very, very hard year. This was in 2019. From the moment we found out about her heart defect, we, you know, we were just kind of in that like fight mode, just getting prepared for the worst, but also hoping for the best. And it was a very, very, very hard year, big year for growth for me and my husband. And you don't think that something like that would happen to you, and then it does, and you don't know how to process it. You're kind of just doing your best to navigate through it, but we did our best to gain as much knowledge as we could with all of it. But when she was born, she had surgery just a couple days after she was born, which is very hard. And for a bit there, we thought she was gonna be able to come home. It looked like she was doing okay. And by okay, I mean she was still very sick with her heart defect, but we thought she would at least be able to come home, and you know, we would kind of just go through the challenges from there. But she got worse. There was a lot of different issues. And I can do a separate episode just kind of talking more about the story of her. But long story short with that is, you know, she wasn't doing good. And her whole 4 months of life was just spent in the hospital. And we had to make the hard choice in letting her go. And, you know, no parent should have to do that and go through that. And that was, that just changed a lot in our lives. And, lives were just not the same after that. We went through a very traumatic experience. You know, seeing your child take their very last breath is just, it's just embedded in you, you know. And so then we were on the journey of, you know, dealing with our grieving. And I mean, no one can prepare you for any of that. That is just, I can't even put into words. It was, you know, just the hardest times of our life. and I didn't have time to really grieve because I got pregnant so quickly after. But I wasn't ready anyways to deal with it. I was just in this mode of like, I have to keep it together for my family. You know, we had our 2-year-old daughter at the time, and I had to just keep it together for her, for my husband, for myself, and it was a lot. And what I should have done at the time was taken more of the proper steps. But at the same time, I don't think I was ready for that either. I don't think I was ready for counseling. Everyone's different. You know, that works for some people. I think you have to figure out what works for you with that, because there is no guidebook in that. There is no right or wrong solution in that. You have to figure out what's going to work for you. And for me, I had to focus on my pregnancy. I was really sick in my pregnancy, and I went through a big depression. And so just all of that together it was a really hard time. And it's been a long, long year and a half going through the emotions of losing her, and my anxiety was really high because I just felt like something else would happen to our other daughter, to anyone. I felt like something bad would happen in my pregnancy, or that baby would, something would happen with him too, which I feel so, so blessed that he was a healthy baby. You don't realize how much you are so thankful for that when you have a child who was very sick and you had something rare happen to you. And so from then on, you expect that one in a million thing to happen to you again. And not only did we deal with our daughter having a rare heart defect, but she also was in the category of the ones who didn't make it. And during that whole process, before I even had her, we were told that, you know, there was pretty good odds that she would come home. But, you know, they want to give you as much hope as they can, I think. And we just prayed, and I knew, like, you know, whatever was going to happen, it was going to be okay. I had to lean on God a lot for that peace, for that strength. And it is not easy. And, you know, I'm still working through it, but I finally was able to start counseling with it, which was a big step for me. Just talking about her and discussing, I don't know, just talking about her, because, you know, someone who has lost someone, anyone, you know, it could be a mom, a dad, a sister, brother, friend, whatever. When you've lost someone you love dearly, you also want to talk about them. You want them to just, you want their memory to still be there, because when they're gone, you feel like everyone else is just going to forget them. Because when she passed, it just felt like after that, it's like, what was next? She was gone. Our life of just like fighting during those months was just gone. And then I felt like in a way she was forgotten by other people. But I think also people have a hard time figuring out like how they can talk to people about it, which is understandable. That's a hard thing. But ultimately for anyone who's grieving, if you're on the other end of it, like a friend or family member, talk about that person with them. You know, ask them questions, just bring up their memory, because as someone who has lost someone, we want that. We want them to just be known, to still be heard. And because that is something we're living with, you know, just every single day. All the what ifs and how they should be here, but they're not. But I kind of wanted to just talk about, you know, grievance as well as just, you know, all of this, not just the child loss, but grievance in general of whoever you've lost in your life, and that it is a huge journey. There is no right way or wrong way. It is just what you're going through. It is ups and it's downs. Some days you're great, other days you're really feeling it, and it's probably always going to be like that, but it does get easier in other aspects of it where I think it hurts a little bit less, which is also hard to explain because the pain is still the same, but you're able to just get through your days a lot better. You find that joy again, because for a long time, that was just, I was in the dark, and it was hard. I hadn't really accepted, you know, it's all those like stages of grief, and I had not accepted really of what had happened. Everything happened so fast. She was here, then she wasn't. And, you know, we were getting prepared to bring her home, and we had all this hope, and then it was gone. And I was angry. I was sad. Angry at God for a very long time. And that's okay too. You know, He knows and He understands. He knows that pain. He knows that the journey we're going through, and that is just that. It's the journey, and I'm still going through it, but I'm finding better ways to handle it, finding better ways to talk about her. Because for a long time, I didn't want to. I mean, I did, but I didn't. I just kind of wanted to suppress all those emotions and the anxieties with it, because I just wanted to focus on the good and the happy and the joy in my life, which is good, but you need that balance. You also have to feel the other emotions too, feel that pain, that sadness, that anger. You have to go through it all. And so that's what I'm learning right now with it. And it's gotten a lot better. But losing someone you love is just, I think it's the hardest thing you can go through, you know, and I have so much compassion for those. And my whole world just changed, everything about myself. And I'm thankful for that though. I'm thankful for the growth in it, and I'm thankful for everything she taught us when she was here. She didn't have to do anything. She just taught us so much. And it was a lot, but it was just something that I'm just thankful for. I don't really know how else to put it. But I'm going to end this here. It's just a lot of emotions to talk about for me, but I'll probably do a part two, just, you know, getting more in depth of our journey during that time before losing her, what we were going through, what we learned, you know, just all of that, kind of just the backstory. But I hope that if you're going through this right now, or you have gone through this, or you know someone who's going through this grieving process, journey of losing a loved one or a child, I hope that you can still find that joy. You can find that joy, give it to others still, talk about your loved ones, and do what's best for you in the grievance process. 'Cause like I said, there's no right or wrong way in that. It's just what you got to go through. But I will talk to you guys my next one, and hope you guys all have a great day.